让姊妹我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's review passages of God's word.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
我们来念十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，罗马书第十一章第十七节。
Romans 11, verse 17.
若有几根枝子被折下来，你这也橄榄的结在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥子。我们跳过来，我们来看二十三节、二十四节。
We'll skip down to verses 23 and 24.
而且他们若不是长久不信，仍要被击伤。这是指着那以色列的百姓、神的选民来讲，他们因着不信被折下来；若是他们信呢，他们仍然可以被击上去。
This verse speaks of that God's chosen people, Israelites. They are broken off because of their disbelief, but once they believe, they will be grafted back in the olive tree.
因为神能够把他们重新的接上，你是从那天生的野橄榄上砍下来的。我想这是指着我们这些外邦人，我们都是从天生的野橄榄之上砍下来的。尚且捏着信得结在野好橄榄上，何况这本树的枝子要结在本树上呢？
Verse 24 speaks of us as Gentiles who are wild olive trees.
我们来看腓立比。
Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。我们特别注意这个顺服这个字啊。
Pay a special attention to obedience.
就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，就是做出你们的救恩来，做出你们的救恩来。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行。
Verse 13.
为要成就他的美意，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。二十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，其尊论是你们无可指责，诚实无为。在这歪曲蔽谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们现在这个时代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我们在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。叫我在基督的日子，就主来的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。保罗的意思说，怎么能够使他没有空跑，没有徒劳呢？就是他所行的每一件事，立志行的事，都是神在他的里面运行的，都是神在他里面运行的。这样到了那一天，在主的跟前，他就可以夸没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
We just read from verses 12 through 16. Verse 16, the day of Christ is the day when the Lord returns again. And then how can he be sure that he will not run in vain? Because everything he wills, everything he does is according to the Lord, who does everything in him. So on that day, he has no fear. He knows that he has not run in vain.
好，我们最后看希伯来书第十三章。
And Hebrews, lastly, chapter 13.
希伯来书第十三章第二十节。
13:20.
但愿是平安的神，就是那凭踊跃之血是群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样的善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又协助耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事。这句话弟兄姊妹特别注意，又协助耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。
Please note in verse 20, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please let's have a further word of prayer.
主，你是圣洁的父，圣洁的神。
Lord, you're the Holy Father, you're the Holy God.
你要在清净人中间显为圣。
And you'll be regarded as holy among those who approach you.
你要在众人的面前，你要得着荣耀。
And you will receive the glory among all people.
愿今天早晨所有在这里一起聚集在你儿子名下的。
May all of us who are gathered together in your son's name this morning.
我们都能够存着一个虔诚敬畏的心。
We all come with a holy reverence and fear.
来侍奉，来敬拜你。
To serve and to worship you.
让我们所有的赞美敬拜都能够蒙你的悦纳。
So that all our praises, all our worship will be pleasing to you.
我们把这段时间恭敬的交托给主。
Oh Lord, with much reverence, we simply commit this time to you.
随着你无用的仆人。
Through your useless servant.
能够来说你的话。
Speak your word.
主啊，我们实在需要你圣灵的恩膏。
Oh Lord, we do need the anointing of your Holy Spirit.
厚厚的膏你的仆人。
To richly anoint your servant.
主，让你这些话每一句都带着能力。
So that every word of yours comes with power.
每一句话都不是字句。
Every word is not a letter only.
都是灵，都是生命。
But is spirit and is life.
能够供应你的百姓。
Is able to provide for your people.
喂养你的儿女。
To feed your children.
我们等候你。
We wait on you.
主，我们知道你乃是灵。
Lord, we know you are the spirit.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where your spirit is, there is liberty.
主，求你再次的释放我们。
Oh Lord, set us free one more time.
让我们敞着脸能够看见你的荣光。
So that with unveiled face we could behold your glory.
让你的荣耀显在我们的中间。
So that your glory will display in our midst.
我们看见你的宝座，看见你的荣耀。
And we will see your glory, we will see your throne.
我们看见你的作为。
We will see your deeds.
我们看见你手所做的工。
We will see the works of your hands.
我们能够向你欢呼感谢。
So that we will shout out in joy and we will give our thanksgiving to you.
我们能因你的救恩，我们欢呼。
We rejoice in your salvation.
荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
祝福归给我们。
And blessings to us.
等候仰望是耶稣基督的名。
We wait for you and we look unto you in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我再在这里弟兄姊妹一起交通生命树的意象。
Now today I'd like to share with you one more time on the vision of the tree of life.
是第六次了吧。
And maybe this is the sixth fellowship.
是今年的最后一次。
And also it's the very last time of this year.
从岁收一直到年终，我就在这里弟兄姊妹交通这个题目。
So from the very beginning of the year until the very end, I have been sharing with you on the same theme.
我每一次都提到，这个创世纪的开始的第一章、第二章。
And every time I would mention that in the very beginning of Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
这两章给我们看见神造人的最终的目的是什么。
These two chapters.Enable us to see what is the ultimate purpose of God's creation of man.
他在人的身上，他的谋算，他的意念。 And 他的计划又是什么
？His counsel, his plans, his thoughts among man. What are they?
我想这两章给我们看得很清楚。
And these two chapters show us so distinctly.
神要他所造的人有他的那个形象。
That is, God wants the man he created to have his image.
能够发表他的荣耀，彰显他的荣耀。
To express, to exhibit his glory.
他造人是要人能够代表神来掌管。
He created man in order that they could represent God to rule.
让人能够代表神掌权。
Man can represent God to control.
他要把他所造的万有都能够让人来治理，让人来管理。
So man will reign and control all the creation that God has made.
让万有都能够服在人的权下。
So all creation are subjected to man.
神造人为什么？
Why is man a God created man?
神造人要让这个团体的人能够成为他儿子耶稣基督的那个配偶、那个伴侣、那个同伴。
Because he wants this corporate man to become the spouse, to become a helpmeet of his son, Jesus Christ.
也能够成为神的家。
And also can become God's house.
让神能够居住，能让神能够安息。
So that God would find rest there and God can dwell there.
我想这就是给我们看见创世第一章、第二章看到神造人的那一个最终的目的。
And this is the very ultimate will and purpose of God when God created man.
但是要达到神这个目的呢，必须人要有他的生命。
But to fulfill this purpose, man has to have God's life.
若是人没有神的生命，没有这个造物的那个生命。
Now, without this life of the Creator,
人是不可能把神的荣耀彰显出来，发表出来。
Man can never express God's glory.
人也不可能来代表神来掌权。
Neither can they represent a God to a reign.
人更不可能成为他儿子的那个配偶、伴侣、同伴。
Now, neither can man become the spouse, the company of his son, Jesus Christ.
人也不可能成为神居住的那个所在、安息的那个所在。
Neither can they become the dwelling place of God and where he could rest.
所以这个生命是最重要、最重要的。
So we know this life is the first and foremost important.
这是为什么我们看见这个伊甸园的当中中间有一棵生命的树。
And this is why we see the tree of life in the middle of the Garden of Eden.
生命树就是代表着神要把他的自己给人作为生命。
Tree of life represents the fact that God wants to give himself to man as their life.
让人有他的性格，有他的成分，有他的内容。
So man would have the nature, the ingredients, the content of God.
让人能够同神能够连接起来，联合起来，连接起来。
So man and God could be joined together.
让人能够来享受这位神，吃他，喝他。
So man can enjoy this God, eat of him and drink of him.
让人能够来经历他。
So man can experience God.
让人能够得着他。
To gain him.
让人能够充满神。
To be filled by God.
让神能够像这位神，让人能够像这位神。
Man could be like this God.
让神成为人的那个生命，三一的神成为人的生命。
So this God, this triune God can become man's life.
我想这就是生命树所代表的。
And this is what this tree of life represents.
若是当初人就吃了这个生命树上的果子，神的旨意就成就了。
If on that day that man ate this tree of life, then God's purpose was fulfilled.
但是很可惜，我们看到创世纪的第三章。
But it's quite a shame as we see in Genesis chapter 3.
我们看见人没有拣选那个生命树，人拣选了那个分别善恶树的那个知识树。
Man did not pick this tree of life. Instead, he chose this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
人不要接待神，人不要信靠神。
Man did not want to depend on God. Man did not want to receive God.
人不要为神而活，不要凭着神而活，不要因着神而活。
Man did not want to live according to him and by him.
人要拣选撒旦成为他的生命。
Man wanted to choose Satan to become his life.
我们看见人要吸着撒旦成为他的内容，成为他的性质。
And now Satan becomes man's nature, man's ingredients and content.
人要因自己活着，凭着自己活着，为着自己活着。
And man wants to live by himself, for himself, and according to himself.
弟兄姊妹，这就是分别善恶树的果子的那个代表。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents.
我们看见这棵树同第三章的那个蛇是分不开的。
And then we see this tree is so inseparable with Satan, the serpent in chapter 3.
当人随从了撒旦的那一个话，听从了他那一个话。
When man followed the voice of Satan,
人就成了魔鬼的儿女。
Man now became the children of Satan.
所以难怪在马太福音第三章，当很多的法利赛人，撒杜盖人也在那里要受施洗约翰的洗的时候。
No wonder in Matthew chapter 3, as all the Pharisees and Sadducees came together to John the Baptist to be baptized by him.
施洗约翰怎么责备他们？
How did John the Baptist rebuke them?
他说你们这些毒蛇的种类啊。
He said, you, the brood of vipers.
谁指示你们脱离将来的愤怒呢？
Who told you to escape from the wrath of, to come?
所以你就看见他们成了那个毒蛇的种类了。
See there, they were called the brood of the vipers.
当人吃了那个善恶树的果子，拒绝那个生命树，神作他们的生命。
After man ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they refused to have God as their life,
人就成了魔鬼的儿女。
Man became the children of devil.
所以在这个约翰福音第八章，主耶稣对那些犹太人的对话。
So in the dialogue between our Lord Jesus Christ and the Jews in John chapter 8.
这些犹太人说，我们是亚伯拉罕的儿女。
These Jews said that we are children of Abraham.
我们是自由的，我们没有做过任何人的奴隶。
We are free, we have never been slaves.
主耶稣对他们说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，那么你们就行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
And Jesus said to them, if you are the sons of Abraham, you should do the deeds of Abraham.
但是你们没有行亚伯拉罕行的事。
You did not do the works of Abraham.
你们拒绝我，你们要杀我。
You refuse me and you want to kill me.
所以你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。
So you're from your father, the devil.
是魔鬼的儿女。
You are children of the devil.
到了约翰书信，约翰更清楚地指出魔鬼的儿女和神的儿女。今天人类既有两类，一个是魔鬼的儿女，一个是神的儿女。凡是吃生命树果子的是神的儿女，吃善恶树知识树的那就是魔鬼的儿女，这是很清楚的两条路两条线。
In the first John, the first epistle of John, he points out so clearly that there are only two kinds of children. One is the children of the devil, the other is the children of God. And the children of devil are those who ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the children of God are those who are of the tree of life.
所以我们看见从创世纪一直到启示录就是两条路两条线分得很清楚。
From Genesis to Revelation, there are only two lines so clearly spelled out.
一个是出于生命的，一个是出于善恶树的果子。
One is from life, the other is from the fruit of tree of knowledge of good and evil.
凡是出于善恶树的知识树的那就是永远的灭亡。
Everything that's from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is death, is eternal destruction.
你犯罪，你行恶，是灭亡。
You sin, you commit a wrongs, you will be destroyed.
你行善，做好，你是不是在生命树这边的，是在那一棵树那边的，也是灭亡。
But even though you do good,but if you're not under the tree of life, but under the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you still perish.
你作恶犯罪是一个死刑。
You do evil and you sin is a penalty of death.
你行善做好也是死刑。
But even you do good deeds and they are still dead works.
因为你不是在生命树的这一边的。
Because you're not on the side of the tree of life.
所以我们看见希伯来书。有两处的地方提到那一个死刑。
So in Hebrews, there are two passages that mention about these dead works.
我们记得第九章，希伯来书的第九章。
We recall that in Hebrews 9.
写希伯来书的人说，那个牛羊的血、母牛犊的灰洒在不洁净人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体得到洁净。
Now the writer of Hebrews says, the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean to purify for the purpose of purifying their flesh.
何况基督把自己是做永远的灵。
Much more that the Lord, the Christ that offered himself through the eternal spirit.
把自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血岂不能洗净你们的良心，除去你们的死刑，叫你们能够侍奉这位永活的神吗？
Without any spot to the Father, how much more shall his blood that will cleanse your evil conscience and your dead works so that you could serve the God, living God.
弟兄姊妹，这个死刑其实包括两方面的。
So brothers and sisters, these dead works include two aspects.
你犯罪行恶是死刑。
Yes, you sin, you do wrongs, these are dead works.
你遵守律法所行的义，所行的好，所行的善也是死刑。
But even you follow the law and you do all the good deeds, these are still dead works.
我们知道这卷书的背景。
We know the background of this epistle.
就是写给那些犹太的基督徒的。
It's written to all those Christian Jews.
因为他们还很留恋那些犹太教的那些传统的东西。
Because they still linger around among all the Judaism things.
他们还很留恋摩西的律法。
They still long for all the Mosaic laws.
我们看见在希伯来书第六章。
And also in Hebrews 6 we read.
我们看到他说你们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
He said you should depart from the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ and go on to perfection.
不需要立别的根基了。
Do not lay again the foundation.
就好像懊悔、死刑、信靠神、各样的洗礼等等。
Such as the trusting in God and repentance of the dead works and all various baptisms.
所以我们看见在这里讲到那个懊悔死刑，这是一个最基础的一个根基，最基础的。
So we see that repentance from the dead works is actually the very fundamental principle of Christ.
就像保罗一样，他过去他是扫罗，他是一个法利赛人，他在律法的意义上是无可指责的。
Just as Paul, who was Saul, on Mosaic law, he was simply blameless.
所以当他在大马士看见了主，见到了那个异象，我想他第一步就是懊悔他的死刑。
As on the way to Damascus, when he saw the vision, I believe the very first thing he did was repenting of his dead work.
这个死刑不但是指着他的所犯的罪，乃是包括他所行的义，是靠着自己，靠着律法。在那里所行的善，行的好，所行的义。
Now, not only repenting of all his wrongs, but also all the goods that he did according to himself, according to the law.
当他认识这位基督，第一个就是他悔改。
So when he get to know this Christ, the first thing he did was to repent.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这是上次我特别提到那个约伯。那个约伯，记得约伯。
And brothers and sisters, last time I especially mentioned Job.
约伯他堕落了。
He fell.
他的堕落不是从善堕落的恶。
He fell not because he fell from the good and to evil.
他的堕落不是从爱神、侍奉神、敬畏神堕落到不爱神、爱世界。这个堕落不是的。
His falling is not from loving God and serving God into loving the world and not serving God.
他的堕落是从生命树到了分别善恶树的那个善。
Now he fell from the tree of life to the good of the tree of good and evil.
他的堕落是从神的里面堕落到神的外面。
So he fell from within God to without God.
今天人在神的外面可以行很多的恶，犯很多的罪。
Today outside of God, man could commit all kinds of evils and sins.
人也能够在神的外面行很多的善，很多的好。
Likewise, apart from God, man could also do all kinds of goods, all kinds of charitable deeds.
只要你是离开了神所行的所有的善，所有的好。也是恶行，也是死刑。
As long as you're apart from God, all the good deeds, all the charitable things are considered evil.
我想神从创世纪一直到启示录，就是要把人从那一个分别善恶树的这一边，把人带到生命树的这一边。
So from Genesis all the way to Revelation, all God is doing is to bring man from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to the tree of life.
人行恶，行坏事，神要审判，
God,
神要刑罚。
God will judge and will punish when men do evil.
人在生命树以外行善行好，神也要击打，也要破碎。
But even men, when they do good, apart outside of this tree of life, under the tree of the knowledge of the evil, God will also shatter them. God will also discipline them.
所以到最后，我们看见约伯认识了自己，也认识了神。
And this is what we see at the very end. Job come to know himself, come to know God.
他说：“我过去是风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见了你。”
That's why he said.I heard of you in my hearing before. Now I have seen you with my own eyes.
所以他说我恨恶自己，我在炉灰中，我懊悔。
Therefore I abhor myself. I repent in the ashes and dust.
神再一次把约伯从那个封闭山是那个山，把他再一次带到生命树这边来。
So now God has brought Job from the good of the tree of good and evil.To the tree of life.
我想神从创世纪一直到启示录就是做这一个工作。
I believe this is what God has done from the very beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation.
我们今天看见今年2000年教会的历史。
And also as we reflect on the 2000 years of the church history.
我们看见教会神的儿女越来越偏离了生命树，偏向那个分别善恶树的那个善。
And we see all God's children, the church, have been departing more and more from the good, from the tree of life to the good of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
不要说今天的二十一世纪。
Well, not to mention today's 21st century.
就是在第一世纪的末了，我们就看见这些情境。
Even at the very end of the first century, we saw all these things.
教会和神的儿女渐渐离开那个生命树。
The church and God's children have gradually departed from the tree of life.
所以我们常常讲这个使徒约翰是一个恢复的那个使徒。
Therefore, we often say Apostle John is the apostle of recovery.
使徒约翰恢复什么
？What does Apostle John recover？
我想很清楚给我们看见他写的书信也好，福音书也好。
I believe it's clearly seen here, whether it's in his gospel or in his epistles.
他要把教会、把神的儿女带回到生命的里面。
That he wants to bring the church to God's children back to life.
你就看到约翰福音一开始就太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神，这道起初与神同在，万一都是做他造的，被造的没有一样不是是做他造的，生命在他的里面，这生命就是人的光，讲到生命。
Now you see in the gospel John that he says in the beginning God create, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the word was in the beginning with God, and All things are made through him. Without him, nothing was made. The word was the light, the life, and the life was the light of man.
So 到了约翰福音二十章，他做了一个总结。
And in John 20, he made a conclusion.
他说：“我把这些记下来，是叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，叫你们因信他的名，可以得着什么？得着生命，得着生命。”
He says, "I've written all these things that."Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. By believing, you will receive His life.
你就看见约翰福音是记载着我们的耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，见证耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So the gospel according to John records and testifies that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of God.
教我们要信他，得着生命。
We will believe Him and receive life.
让基督能够成为我们的生命。
So that Christ will become our life.
约翰福音很少讲到那些行为。
The Gospel of John seldom mentions any deeds.
我们刚刚念的约翰福音第六章。
And in chapter 6 we just read.
当人问主耶稣说我们要做什么？我们要做什么呢？
When people ask him that, what shall we do?
主耶稣说你们信神的儿子，你们信父所差来的。就是做神的工。他们问说我们要做什么才算是做神的工呢？
People ask, what shall we work to work God's works? But Jesus says, believe in him whom God sent is the work of God.
约翰福音就是要把人带到基督的里面，带到生命的里面。
So the Gospel of John wants to bring man into Christ, into life.
让人因信能够得到生命。
So through believing that man will receive life.
因这个生命而活着。
So man will live by this life.
这位基督那个合而为一。
Become one with this Christ.
基督那个连接那个享受他。
Be united with Christ can actually enjoy him.
那个吃他喝他这就是生命树。
To eat of him, to drink of him, this is the tree of life.
他说到我是生命的粮到我面前的被永远不饿信我的人永远不渴
He said I'm the bread of life and he who comes to me will never thirst he who drinks from me will never be thirsty again
我是从天上降下来的生命的粮
I'm the bread of life which comes down from heaven
吃这粮的就永远活着
He who eats of this bread shall live forever
我所赐的粮就是我的肉是为世人生命所赐的
The bread I will give is my flesh which I will give for the life of the world
哎呀你再读下去人若不吃人吃人子的肉不喝人自己的血就没有生命在他的里面
and if you continue to read you see that he says unless you eat of his blood eat of his flesh and drink his blood you have no life in you
我的肉真是可吃的我的血真是可喝的吃我肉喝我血的我就在他的里面他就在我的里面
my flesh is indeed food my blood is indeed drink he who eats of me and drinks of me I abide in him him abide in me
永活的父怎么差我来我也因父活着
As the living Father sent me, so I live.
我给你们吃的肉，就是要你们因我活着，凭我而活着，为我而活。
So he who feeds on me shall live because of me.
这是约翰福音所讲的。
This is what a Gospel John says.
这是生命，他注重的是生命。
What he emphasizes is life.
到了约翰书信呢？
When we come to his epistle,
我们正更清楚地看见。
We see it even more clearly.
有人说约翰福音是讲信，约翰书信呢是讲行为。
Some people say that the gospel according to John speaks of faith, and his epistle speaks of deeds.
约翰福音是因信那个得着生命。
Now, in the gospel of John, you believe you receive life.
约翰书信呢是讲到行为。
Now in his epistles, he speaks of deeds.
弟兄姊妹，这样讲法对不对
？Brothers and sisters, is this a right saying?
是的，我们可以说是对，也可以说是不对。
We could say it is right, but at the same time, it is wrong.
为什么说对呢？你去看约翰书信，的确很注重行为，义的行为，讲到爱。这些行为。
Why is it so? Because in First John, he does talk about the acts of love, the acts of righteousness.
是讲行为。
Yes, indeed, he talks about deeds.
但是这个行为是从哪里来的行为
？But where do all these deeds come from?
这些义是从哪里来的义
？Where does righteousness come from?
所以你去看约翰书信，都是讲到那个生命的交通。
As you read his epistles, you see all the fellowship of life.
是讲到生命的连接。
They talk about the union of life.
讲到生命的口味或者是生命的感觉。
They talk about the taste, the feeling of life.
讲到生命的那个律。
And they speak of the law of life.
是从生命的律，是从生命的那个感觉里面。是从与神交通里面而出来的那些好的行为那些爱那些义行
Now it is from the taste from the love of life from the fellowship with God then come out all these good deeds
这些果子这些好的果子都是从生命里面产生出来的
All these good fruits come from life
都是与神的交通里面所产生出来的
It's the result of the fellowship with God
都是因为顺服里面的那个感觉里面的那个律而里面外面所表现出来的行为
They are the fruit of following the law and the feeling of your life
这是约翰书信所讲的
And this is what the John's epistles talk about
约翰要把教会把神的儿女从分别善恶树的那个善带到生命树这边来
He wants to bring God's children from the good of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to the tree of life
弟兄姊妹我们感谢神
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
我们刚刚念的罗马书第十一章
As we just read Romans 11
讲到那个节制
It speaks of grafting.
这里很清楚看见我们都是野橄榄树上那些枝子
Here we see clearly that we are all the branches of the wild olive tree.
这些枝子都是枯干的没有生命的
All these branches are dry without life.
都是微小的是败坏的
They are corrupt and they are small.
这些枝子一点用处都没有的
They are simply useless.
就丢在火里去焚烧的
They only deserve to be thrown into the fire.
但是感谢神把这个野橄榄树的枝子摘下来以后呢，把它就集中在那个好的家的橄榄树上。
We thank God that after he broke off the branches of the wild olive trees, he grafted them back to the cultivated, the good olive tree.
据这些集枝的人他们说。
According to those experts in grafting, they tell us.
枝子和枝子怎么能够集起来呢
？How can branches be grafted together?
能够连接起来成为一个呢
？How could they be united as one?
好像两个生命成为一个生命呢
？As though there are two lives here and they now become one.
首先，那个好的枝子它要有个伤口。
First, the good branch has to endure some wound.
那个坏的枝子呢，也要有一个伤口。
And there's also a wound on the bad branch.
然后两个伤口呢，集起来。
And then together, the two branches are joined together.
这样枝子同枝子呢，就连接起来，成为一个了。
And in this way, both branches are joined together and become one branch.
我们感谢神，我们的主耶稣在十字架上。
We thank our God that our Lord on the cross.
他遍体都是鳞伤。
He was beaten all over his body.
从头一直到脚都是伤口。
From the crown of his head to his heel, they're all wounds.
为什么我的主耶稣他要有这么多的伤口？
Why is the Lord have to endure so many wounds?
他就是要让我们这野橄榄枝子能够结在他的上面。
It's all because he wants us as wild olive branches that we could be grafted into him.
若他不受鞭伤，他没有伤口，我们没有办法结在他上面。
If he had no wounds, if he were not punished, then there is no way for us to be grafted to him.
他的生命同我们的生命不能连接在一起。
His life and our lives can never be put together.
所以他必须要有个伤口，并且很大的伤口，到处都是伤口。
So he needs to endure the wound and great and all over his body.
让我们所有被摘下来的枝子都能够含接在他上面。
So all the broken branches could be grafted in him.
但是不要忘记。
But don't you forget.
那个摘下来的枝子也需要有伤口。
These broken branches also need to have some cut.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫信
？Brother and sister, what is belief?
真正的信，第一步就是悔改。
Now the true belief, the first step is to repent.
保罗说，你们要悔改才能得生命。
Paul said you have to repent to receive life.
什么叫悔改？
Now what is repentance?
悔改就是你里面有了伤口。
Now repentance is there is a wound in you.
主耶稣在马太福音第五章登山报信，他说：“哀痈的人有福了，他们必得安慰。哀痈的人有福了。”
In the in the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 of the book of Matthew, the Lord says, "Blessed are those who mourn."
忧伤的灵，悔改的心，神必不轻看。
And God will never despise a contrite and broken heart.
他虽然住在至高至圣的所在，
although he lives in a high and holy place,
他也与那些心灵痛悔谦卑的人同住。
He also dwells with those with contrite and broken humble spirits.
他要使谦卑的人他们的灵苏醒。
He will revive the spirit of the humble.
他要使那个心灵痛悔的人他们的心能够苏醒过来。
And he will revive the hearts of the contrite ones.
哎呀，正像一个税吏在圣殿的门口低着头垂着胸说神啊求你可怜我我是一个罪人这叫悔改。
Just as the tax collector before the temple, he lowered his head, he beat on his chest and cried out to God, Lord, have mercy on me.
这是我刚刚讲的
是called repentance.
希伯来书第六章，这是个最根基的懊悔死心。你的好你也要懊悔，你的坏也要懊悔，都不是在基督里，不在神的里面，所有的行为都是死心，你都要悔改。
And this is what's talked about in Hebrews 6. You have to repent of your dead works. All the goods, all the deeds of the tree of the good, knowledge of good and evil, you have to repent them all.
所以四世约翰出来第一句话，你们要悔改，天国近了。
And this is also John the Baptist as he came out. He said, repent, the kingdom of heaven is near.
悔改就是你里面有了伤口。
Now, repentance is a wound in you.
这个伤口能够与基督的那个伤口连在一起。
And this wound will enable you to be joined to the wound of Jesus Christ.
你这个野橄榄的枝子就接上了那个好橄榄的枝子。
In such way, you as a wild olive branch can be now grafted to the good olive tree.
从此以后，你就接受那一个好橄榄枝的那个根的所有的养料、所有的肥料、所有的供应。
From now on, you're a partaker of the good olive tree. You can enjoy all the fatness, all the goodness of this root.
所有的那个基督里面的丰盛，慢慢的、慢慢的，就转移到你的里面。
All the fullness of Christ will now gradually be shifted into you.
这样，你的枝子就慢慢能够结出好的果子来。
And then.Your branch can gradually bring out good fruit.
然后你就有好的行为，有善行，有义行。
And then you would have good deeds, you would have righteousness.
你就能结出好的果子。
And so you will bear good fruit.
我想这就是约翰福音十五章给我们很清楚的主耶稣说，我是好葡萄树，我的父是栽培人，你们是枝子。
And this is what we see clearly in John 15. I am the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser, and you are the branches.
你们要藏在我里面，我再藏在你们的里面。
And abide in me, and I in you.
枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，这枝子就不能结果子。
Just as a branch can never bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.
你们也是这样。
So are you.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
你们藏在我里面，这枝子就都结果子，因为你们离开了我，就什么都不能做。
Abide in me, I in you, then you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这里他们看见生命的连接。
So brothers and sisters, we see the union of life here.
我们就看见这个生命的果子就出来了。
And we also see the fruit of life comes forth.
我们今天好的行为。都不是模仿出来的，都不是效法出来的，都不是学来的。
Now all our good deeds today are not from replicating, not from mimicking.
不错，圣经里也常常提到保罗讲，你们要效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
Yes, the Bible does mention that you should imitate me just as I imitate Christ.
在主耶稣自己也讲，你们要学我的样式。我是乐和谦卑，你们要服我的，学我的样子。
The Lord Jesus Himself even says, "Learn from me. I'm lowly and humble, and take my yoke."
以弗所第五章，保罗也讲，你们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
And in Ephesians 5, Paul also says, "Be imitator of God as dear children."
但弟兄姊妹，这个效法，这个模仿，不是外面的。
Now, brother and sister, this imitating is not something from outside.
不是像个猴子一样的学人的样子，他也能够做几个动作像人一样，但是他还是猴子。
It's not like a monkey imitating man. Maybe this monkey can do certain acts just like man, but still he's a monkey.
或者像一个小很小的小孩子，他也能够学大人的一些。一个动作学得很像，但是他还是一个小孩子，这叫学，这叫模仿。
Or just like a little child who might be able to imitate adults with several modes and motion and gestures, but still he is a child.
但是我们今天基督徒的，今天保罗所讲的主主所讲的模仿效法，不是这个意思。
This is what the Lord says about imitating.
正像这个彼得前书第二章这里讲到一个，这个效法。
It is what says in 1 Peter chapter 2, there the Lord, the Bible also talks about imitating.
保罗讲的这里讲到因行善而受苦。
There, Peter speaks of Christians doing good and suffer wrongs.
他说你们是为此蒙召的。
He says that you were called to this.
基督也为你们受了苦。
Because Christ also suffered for you.
留下了。榜样要叫你们照着他的榜样去行，这里讲这个榜样。
Now leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Here, there is an example.
这里的希腊文很难翻这个榜样这个字。
Now it's very hard to translate this Hebrew original.
希腊文里面那个榜样，那个效法、模仿的意思，就像我们小时候，可能现在没有了。我们小时候写这个中文呢，写毛笔字啊，我们看见底下有一个描翁啊，你放在上面，然后呢，你就照着下面那个字的样子呢，就把它描出来的意思。
Now this example is very hard to translate in Greek original. It's very much like what we did as we were young. Maybe you don't have it anymore. When we learn to write letters, there is something put under the writing booklet on which you could trace all the words.
我想今天的那个这个影印机是最可以解释这个字的意思。影印机啊，就那 copy machine 啊。
But I think today's Xerox machine could very much explain what this word means.
我们 copy machine 我们知道把一个原件放在里头，是原本放在里头。
You know, you put the original document inside this copy machine.
我们知道这个 copy machine 的这个构造里面有光有热。
And we know that within this machine you have light, you have heat.
然后呢，还有一个很特殊的那个 toner， 他们称为。Toner 就是一个墨汁，这个特殊的一种墨汁。
You also need this very special ink. It's called toner.
然后，若是你没有 toner， 根本没办法印东西出来。
Without this toner, you can never
这是很重要很重要
print copies. So it's very important for the
当然
for the machine
还有很重要的一张纸，对不对
？Of course, you also need paper.
并且这张纸一定要非常干净的、非常白的一张纸放在里头，你才能把那个原件呢啊，写作这个 toner， 写作光，写作热，把它能够印在。翻版就是翻版，不是模仿了，是翻版出来的，同它一样的。
Now you not only you need heat, light, the toner, but also you need this paper. It has to be very white and clean, so you're able to copy the original document to print it out. It's not imitating.
弟兄姊妹，那个 toner 就是主的生命。
Brother and sister, this toner is the life of our Lord.
主的若没有主的生命在里面，你再这样印不出来，把主的那个形象从你身上印出来的。
Without Christ's life in you, no matter how hard you try, you will never able to copy the express God the Lord's life.
并且你要硬把神的把主的那个形象原本的印出来的话，必须有一张非常干净的一张纸。
And also to be able to copy the Lord's life, you need to have this white paper.
这张纸若是不干净，有其他东西在那里，那个原本的东西根本印不出来，就印出来也是糊里糊涂，非常模糊的。
If this paper is not clean, then you'll not be able to print out the original. Even though you tried it, it all smears and everything becomes very blurry.
什么叫一张白纸？
So what is called a white paper?
弟兄姊妹，今天多少时候我们这张纸不白
？Brothers and sisters, so many times that we as paper are not clean, are not white.
虽然我们里面有基督的生命，有圣灵，圣灵就像光一样的在我们的里面。
Although we do have the life of Christ and we have the Holy Spirit as a light within us.
但是没有办法把那一个主的那一个生命原本的翻版出来在我们身上。
But we are not able to copy out the original, the life of Christ.
所以多少时候我们都是学来的。
So many times we simply replicate.
是效法来的。
We imitate.
都是外面的。
This is all from outside.
不是里面的。
Not from inside.
我们有很多的爱，这个爱不是从生命里面的爱。
We have so much love, however, it's not from the
我们有忍耐，这个忍耐不是从生命里面出来的。
We do have patience, but it's not from life.
我们有温柔，这个温柔不是从生命里面出来的。
We have gentleness, but it's not from life.
我们有谦卑，这个谦卑不是从生命里面反版出来的。
Now we have humility, but this is not a copy out of the life.
我们有节制，这个节制不是从生命里面出来的。
We do have this self-control, but it's not from life. Here.
我们有圣洁，这个圣洁也不是从生命里面出来的。
We have holiness, but this is not from life.
我们有一些好的行为、义行，也不是从生命里面翻版出来的。
We do have some good and righteous deeds, but these are not a copy out of this life.
我们都是学来的。
We all imitate.
这都是宗教里面的一些东西。
These are all the things in religion.
这些都是这个伦理道德的这些东西，天然人里面出来的东西。
These are things from natural man, from ethics, from morality.
哎呀，所以很多时候我们做基督徒做了很辛苦，就是这个道理。
That's why so many times we feel it's so hard to be Christian.
里面你样样都有，但是你这张纸不干净。
You have everything within you, however, this paper is not clean.
弟兄姊妹，所以多少时候今天我们所追求的。教会也好，神的儿女就是在生命善恶树的那个善这个地方去追求。
Brothers and sisters, as the church, as children of God, so many times that what we're pursuing is simply the good of the tree of the good and evil.
这张纸怎么能够白呢？
Then how can this paper become white?
我们里面充满着天然，充满着肉体，充满着血气，充满着习惯，充满着我们的老脾气。哎呀，神的那个生命在我们里面翻版不出来。
Because we're so full of our old temperament, our old nature, our flesh, so God's original cannot be copied, cannot be printed out from us.
这里我们就这里我们就想到，我们为就想到了，我们必须讲到那个十字架的破碎，十字架的对付。
Now, as we speak about this, we have to talk about the breaking of the cross.
十字架就是把我们的天然，把我们的肉体，把我们的习惯，把我们的脾气，把我们的这些都慢慢把它剪掉。
Now the cross will decrease all our temperaments, our nature, our flesh, our habits.
十字架是一个减，我们都知道十字架是一个减号。
Now, the cross means subtraction.
十字架也是个加号。
It's also an addition.
所以他就能够把基督的生命因着我们慢慢这些减掉除去。
Now, because the cross is decreasing our life,
然后神的生命呢就慢慢能够拷贝，能够翻版在我们身上翻出来了。
It enables God's life to be copied, to be printed out from us.
你十字架的对付破碎越多越深，那么神的那个形象在你身上是 越来越是显明，越是清楚。
The deeper the breaking, the dealing of the cross, the clearer the image of God in you.
你十字架的对付破碎越少，甚至没有，那你在你身上的那个神的那个形象，基督的那个性情，在你身上就越少的拷贝出来，模模糊糊的。
The less of the breaking, the dealing of the cross, the less of the image and the nature of Christ in you, even you do have, it's all blurry.
所以今天我们为什么在神的儿女身上，不是那么清楚的看到神的那个形象。
And this is why today in God's children we do not see clearly of the image of God.
就是看到的或者都是一些效法来的，模仿来的。
Even sometimes we do see it. It's all from the imitating, mimicking.
在我们身上看到都是模模糊糊的。
And as they see us, it's all blurry to people.
非常不清楚。
It's so obscure.
因为这张纸不清楚。
Because this paper is not clear.
我还可以做一个比方。
Now, I would like to give you another example.
我听说他们在 Arizona, 这个亚利桑那州有一种叫这个叫化石的石化的森林啊，这个树林啊。
I was told that in Arizona there is this petrified forest.
这个森林呢，因为很长久长久的时间被水在那里冲击。
Now these woods, because of being pounded against by water for a long time.
并且是浸在渗透在这个水的里面。
The wood also was totally merged, submerged.
但是经过很长一段时间呢，这个树木呢变成了化石木，化石的木头变成石头。
Now, through all this time, this wood became a petrified wood, become like a fossil.
这石头没有，这个木头没有腐烂掉，相反的变成了石头的。
Now the wood is not decayed, but at the same time, it becomes a fossil.
这个，并且这个石头都很坚固，可以建造房屋的。
And it turns into stone. It's hard enough to build buildings.
所以这称为化石木。
That's why it's called petrified wood.
但是需要经过一个很长的时间的水的冲击。
However, this takes a long time through the much pounding of the water.
今天我们想到神，我们那些义行，那些好的行为，基督的那个生命，基督那个形象能够从我们身上翻版出来。
Now today as we think of how can the righteous, the good deeds and the very nature of Christ can be copied out of us.
我们本来都像朽木一样是不可雕的。
Now we're just like those decayed wood. It's useless for sculpture.
但是因着那一个好树的，好的葡萄树的那个肥子不断的营养我们，冲击我们，把我们这些越来越减少，越来越减少，以至于代替它的性情元素，就代替了我们的性情和元素。
But because of the fatness of the root of the good olive tree continues to pound against and gradually it replaces all our elements.
弟兄姊妹，这样我们才能够有把基督那个形象能够从我们身上表现出来，我们才能够结出那个好的果子来。
Brothers and sisters, only in this way we can exhibit the very image of Christ and bear good fruit.
不是效法来的。
It's not from mere imitating.
我上次讲到今天神在我们身上的工作，神不是赶时间，都是慢慢的长期的在我们身上的工作。
Now, last time I mentioned about the work of God, God is never rushed by time. It always takes a long time to work God's work.
没有短路，没有捷径。
There is no shortcut. There is no quicker way.
是需要时间的。
It takes time.
我们需要受十字架的对付。
We need to be dealt with the cross.
我们更需要神的话的洗净。
We even need more of the washing of God's word.
所以彼得前书第二章讲到神的话，你们要羡慕属灵的这个灵奶，就像婴才生的婴孩渴慕奶一样，以至于叫你们能够渐长，叫你们能够得救。这个得救是魂的得救。
That's why in 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter says, as newborn babes,desire the pure milk of the word, so that by which you will grow and you will be saved. And this salvation is the salvation of your soul.
接着我们看神的话，就像水一样的在我们里面能够洗干净。
And then we see that God's word is just like water, continuing to wash us.
冲击着我们。
Continue to pound against us.
冲击我们的那个旧的那个生命。
To pound against us to get rid of all the old nature.
以致让神的生命能够替代我们那个旧的生命。
So that God's life will replace our old life.
所以你就看见我们今天要能够达到让神的荣耀能够彰显，神的荣美能够彰显在我们身上，是需要代价的，需要时间的。我们也经过十字架，我们要好好的读神的话。
So today, for us to display God's glory, it need us to pay a price. We need to study God's word to be close to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天为什么今天教会神的儿女不走这条路？因为这条路是要花代价的。
Brothers and sisters, why is it today God's children, the church, do not want to take this way? Simply because it really costs a lot.
主耶稣在约翰福音第六章讲得很清楚，他说父怎么永活的父怎么差我来，我要因我父活着，你们吃我肉的也要因我活着。
Now as John 6 says so clearly that as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, you who eat my flesh will live because of me.
我们就这样能够让基督在我们里面 活出来。
This is the only way,
生命能够流露出来。
This is the only way that the Christ will live out from us, that we will all flow with His life.
我们过去都在善恶树的这一边，不管是恶还是善也好。
Now, in the past, we were all under the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, whether you're on the good side or on the evil side.
我们都是凭着自己活，为着自己活，因着自己活的。
We all live for ourselves, by ourselves, and according to ourselves.
就是行善也是为着自己。
Even we do good, it's for ourselves.
但是生命树不是。
But this is not so with the tree of life.
生命树是因他活着，为他活着，凭着他活着，让他活在我们里面流露出来的生命。
Now, tree of life means to live for Him, because of Him, according to Him, so that His life can be lived out from us.
救恩就是要把我们救到这个地步。
And this is the purpose of salvation. It's going to save us to this extent.
救恩不是把我们从恶拯救到善，从坏拯救到好，我已经说过了。
Now, it's not to save us from bad to good or from evil to good.
基督徒不是问你这件事我们该不该做，能不能做，可以不可以做，不是的，这不是我们的标准。
Now, Christian standard should not be that, should I do this? Could I do this?
基督徒的标准是生命的标准。
Christian standard should be the standard of life.
基督徒的标准是你里面的那个生命的那个感觉，生命的那个律为标准。
The standard is the feeling, the law of your life.
今天不但是你的行恶做坏事需要受到神的管制管理。
Today, not only when you do evil, God will discipline you.
就是你行善做好也要受主的管制。
But when you do good and charitable deeds, God will also discipline you.
基督不但是我们的生命，这个生命要在我们里面做主的掌权的。
Christ is not only our life, but this life will reign, will rule in us.
所以这是我们的标准。
And this should be our standard.
不但是你这个爱世界犯罪要受主的管制。
Now, when you love the world, when you commit sins, you will be disciplined by Him.
就是你今天追求属灵，今天你热心的侍奉，也要受天的管制。
But even today, when you zealously serve a pursuing spirituality, you will still be disciplined.
让主在你里面活出来。
So that the Lord can actually live out from you.
让神在你的里面立志行事。
So that it is God who willed and in you to do good.
让基督在你里面行他所喜悦的事。
So that Christ can do within you the things pleasing to him.
我想这是我们的标准。
And this is our standard.
这个你记得主耶稣对这个在马太福音第七章他说那些奉我的名传道的奉我的名行异能的奉我的名赶鬼的。
You remember in Matthew 7, the Lord said, all those who do wonders to cast out demons
并且传他的道
and also preach my word,
我想这都是属灵的事
all these are spiritual things,
但是主耶稣怎么责备这些人
but what does the Lord rebuke all these?
这些属灵的事在主耶稣看来那是恶事是不法的事
these are spiritual things in the Lord Jesus' eyes are evil,are lawless things.
因为他们是在善恶树的那个善这边的。
Because they are on the good of the tree of the good and evil.
不是圣灵在他们里面活出来的。
It's not the fruit of life which lives out of them.
不是神的旨意。
It's not God's purpose.
不是神要他们做的，要他们行的。
These are the things that God did not require them to do.
主耶稣说永活的父怎么差我来，我要应父活着，是父活在基督的里面。
As the living Father sent me, and I live because of Him, as the living Father who lives among the Christ.
所以约翰福音第十四章主耶稣怎么对腓力讲的
？And in John 14, let's see how Jesus says to Philip.
他说我在父的里面，父在我的里面，你不信吗
？Do you not believe that I in my Father and my Father in me?
我说的话不是我说的。
The words I speak are not on my own initiative.
是我的父在我里面所做的事。
But my Father who works within me.
所以主耶稣说，吃我肉的也要因我活着，让他在我们的里面做主，让他在说话，让他在做事。
Therefore, he who eats of me will live because of me. Let him speak, let him work in us.
不管你是做属灵的事也好
Whether you do things spiritually,
你是做善的事，做好的也好
or you do good and charitable deeds,
都是让主在里面立志行事的
that the Lord works in you so that you will and you will do.
所以保罗说，好夸我没有空跑。我也没有徒劳。
Therefore, Paul could say, I did not run in vain.
不然你所做的、所行的都是徒然的。
Otherwise, all you do is in vain in the end.
不管你做的是属灵的事，什么事也好。
Whether you do the spiritual things or others,
你是空跑，你也是徒劳。
You labor, you run in vain.
弟兄姊妹，让我们能够从善恶树的善。我们回到生命树这边去。
Brother and sister, let's return from the good of the tree of the good evil to the tree of life.
主啊，只有这样，我们才能够成全神在我们身上的那个永远的旨意。
Only through this way, God can ever fulfill His eternal purpose in us.
我们才能够成为神荣耀的发表，成荣耀的彰显。
Then we can become the manifestation of.An expression of His glory.
我们才能够有神的那个性情。
And then in the end, we would have the nature of God's divine deity.
我们才能够代替神来掌权。
And then we can replace God to rule.
我们才能够成为主耶稣基督的那个配偶、伴侣、同伴。
To become the bride, the company, the helpmeet of our Lord Jesus.
我们才能够成为神的家。
To become God's house.
这是神为什么？拯救我们
And this is why God saves us.
这是神为什么创造我们
This is why God created us.
愿我们能够回到生命树的是要花代价是要花时间但是这一条路是正路这条是平安的路这条是生命的路这是一条蒙福的路
Yes, it takes time. You have to pay a price. But this is the right way. This is the way of life. And this is the blessed way. Let's return to the tree of life.
我们能够真正的享受主。
And then in the end, we could really enjoy our Lord.
我们真正能够经历主。
To experience Him.
我们能够真正的得着主。
We can really gain of Him.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please, shall we pray?
主啊，愿你祝福这些话。
Lord, may you bless all these words.
做人或做乃是灵。
Men live by spirit.
肉身是没有什么益处的。
Because the flesh clock profits nothing.
你的话呢, 是灵, 就是生命。
And your word is the spirit and the life.
虽然人有不般的软弱,
Although we have various weaknesses.
我们在这里讲你的话。
But here with your word.
巴不得你这些话是做圣灵在我们里面运行。
And through the moving of the Holy Spirit,
能够开我们里面的眼睛,
open our eyes in our hearts,
能够启示我们,
to reveal to us,
看我们的恩召有何等大的指望,
so that what is the greatness of the hope of your calling,
就你在圣徒中所的基业何等丰盛的荣耀,
and also what are the riches of all the your inheritance in the saints,
你在我们身上所行的能力又是何等的浩大,
and what is the greatness of the power that you have toward us who believe,
主安求你按着你丰盛的荣耀随着你的灵叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来,
oh Lord, according to the riches of your glory, strengthen us with your might through the spirit in the inner man,
让基督因着信能够住在我们的心里,
so that Christ could live in us through our faith,
让基督成为我们的生命,
so that Christ become our life,
不但成为我们的生命,
not only becoming our life,
能够让他在做主,
but also he could reign,
让他活在我们的里面,
he could live in us,
如今活着的不再是我, 基督在我们里面活着,
it, because it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me,
我们活着就是基督, 我们死了就有益处,
so to live is Christ, to die is gain,
谢谢主把你的生命给了我们,
oh Lord, thank you that you have given your life to us,
联合于你,
so we could be united with you,
你是葡萄树, 我们都是枝子,
you're the tree, the vine, and we are the branches,
主我们离了你我们什么都不能做,
and apart from you we can do nothing,
我们连于你靠着你我们凡事都能行,
but being united with you, by you, we could do everything,
不是我们拣选你是你拣选了我们,
it's not we've chosen you, but you chose us,
你奉派我们去结果子,
and you sent usOut to bear fruit,
让我们的果子能够加增,
so that our fruit can increase,
让父更多的得荣耀,
so that the Father can be glorified.
主啊，凡结果子的枝子，你要修理干净，让它能够结果子更多。
Lord, every branch that bears fruit, you will prune so that it will bear much more fruit.
给我们有这样的心智，愿意接受你十字架的破碎和对付。
Oh, give us this mind that will be willing to be dealt, to be broken by your cross.
也给我们一个追求爱慕你话语的心。
And also give us this heart to pursue.To long for your word,
让我们这张纸越来越洁白,
so that we as a paper will become even whiter,
以至于让主的荣美能够归在我们的身上,
so that the beauty of the Lord will be upon us.
主啊，愿你能够坚定我们所做的工,
oh Lord, establish the work of our hands,
成全我们一时所羡慕的良善,
fulfill all the good that we admire,
让我们能够知道神的旨意,
so that we would know the purpose of God,
让在基督在我们里面行他所喜悦的事,
so that Christ can do in us the things pleasing to him.
愿荣耀都归给你从今时一直到永远。
Oh, to you be all the glory from this time on and forever.
我们这样祷告祈求是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.